How did we end up here? This place is horrible. Smells like semen retention videos. Too many of them. It's all these fuckers want. We should have made that Moist Critical Watches Once video. That would have been huge. Can't believe you dropped your agent for this. Even a Target ad would be better than whatever the fuck this is. I reject this mental formation. Where the fuck is Rolando?
Hey, come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
Get you a coffee, man. You're tweaking out on me.
Did I do something to disrespect you?
Not yet.
Look, I got a lot riding on this fucking movie.
You? I'm the one who's popular.
Popular? What the fuck are you talking about? You're the Watches Once guy on YouTube. You're not popular.
Well, who cares? Popular is just a slight little cousin of prestige anyway.
What the fuck does that even mean?
It means my reputation is attached to this thing, man, and that's worth
a lot.
Yes, a lot. Fuck you a lot. You know, if this doesn't work out for you, you just get to go back to Wisconsin. That cultural genocide with their cheese heads and their football games. Well, I'm there every week, making YouTube videos, reading their comments, telling me that I'm washed up. You know, a douchebag's born every minute. That was P.T. Barnum's entire premise when he invented the circus, and not a lot has changed since then.
Well, while you motherfuckers are curating content and making shitty Instagram reels, I'll be on that fucking stage, bearing my soul, dealing with complex human emotions.
Oh, complex human emotions. Is that what tonight was about?
Tonight was about seeing if it can breathe, if it's alive.
They have coffee here. Come on.
When it comes to getting results in life, the devil is ever looming, ever present. The devil may be real or he may be a mythological idea, but regardless, your perception of him is bespoke. It's tailor-fit to you. I see the impact of the devil show up in everyone's life in one way or another, and only the focused and determined can resist his alarm. This is the devil's playbook for keeping you broke, stuck, and weak. The devil will constantly convince you to change what you commit to. Once you set a goal and you have resolved to commit to it, do not change your goal. People hop between pursuits all the time, and it's the first attribute for staying stuck.
See, this right here is Oceanside. This is a race that I registered for all the way back in December. And the reason I registered for it is because the last time I attempted an Ironman 73, I got a flat tire on my bike. I didn't know how to change the tire. And so I did 40 miles on a flat bike before I ran out of time, basically, got cut off for time, and I failed my second Ironman race. And yet with every endurance race, everything that I sign up for, at some point I ask myself, why am I doing this? Because the commitment is huge. Even just my difficulty with swimming, every aspect of that is so difficult. So I had this thing inside me, like, why am I doing this? I should just give up. And you get this all the time with goals that you pursue. You're like, I should give up. This is not worth pursuing. I've certainly felt that with River Rats the film when I was working on the first part of it, or now that I'm wrapping up the script for part two. You feel that pull inside you that, like, I should give up on this thing. No one wants to watch this. People don't care. It's too expensive. It's too hard. It's just too much work, too much training. And that's the first thing. You know, you make these commitments to yourself. So your intuition guides you to do certain things. And if you don't follow through on them, then that's what begins to undermine you.
Everything works. The only thing that doesn't work is changing your target once you've started.
Let me tell you something, man. I am terrified of having to do this. I still can't swim for much, you know. I'm not that guy I used to be. I used to be a real hotshot. You know, people would come up to me and be like, damn, bro, you're so hot. You're so cute. And now...
Take your time in setting your intention. Take your time deciding what path is right for you. But once you have made that decision, commit to it fully.
That shit was brutal, bro. I'm so glad I got it done.
Do not question the path once you are on it. It's the number one thing that I see from the people I work with or the people I talk to is that they change what they're working on. First, they tell me that they want to work on this. And then later on, they decide they want to pursue another thing instead. Brian Tracy once said that the only thing that you need for success is to get in line and then to stay in line. What does that mean? Once you have started something, eventually it's going to pay off, but you just have to stay in the line of what that pursuit is. And to change your main purpose, your main focus from one pursuit to another means to get out of line and start at the very back of something else. And that's totally fine if You're in a new season of life. You're reinventing yourself. You have new priorities. But to do that all the time, which I see happen with so many people, myself included, it means you're just starting over at the back of the line with so many things over and over. Do not question the path once you are on it. Only when you start the pursuit should you question. Once underway, you need to see the goal through. Otherwise, the devil will have won. How many things in your life have you not successfully accomplished or finished just because you changed targets halfway through? The most notable example of this is, of course, bulking and cutting. I'm sorry I use this example all the time, but when you start a bulk or a cut, you're supposed to sort of do it for a period of time before you move to another target. Like while you're cutting, while you're in that frame, you need to ideally get as lean as you possibly can. And when you're bulking, a bulk should last at least 4 months, but ideally up to 8 months or even 2 years long. You want to sort of run a bulk for a period of time so that your body has room to make the adaptations that it needs to. If you just start and stop, you're never going to get to the result you want. The devil will make you question your strategy. Program hopping in the gym kills your gains, right? Well, strategy hopping in life kills your progress. Once you've determined a goal and made a complete commitment to it, a strategy for pursuing that goal will naturally emerge.
Lately, I've been squatting a lot more, like squatting twice a week. I've been learning a lot about how hitting legs, especially, it has a systemic effect throughout the body. Basically, your body is like concerned that this insane stimulus is coming to your lower body. And so it just spikes, well, cortisol, but also testosterone, growth hormone, and just makes you stronger overall. So if you actually want to make progress with your bench press or your overhead press, it actually might be beneficial to hit legs, hit them regularly to really get after it.
And this is even perhaps harder than committing to a goal, is committing to a strategy. You might have a target that you're fully locked into, but how am I going to get there? Now, people say it's good to be flexible about your strategy, but I think that actually is not right. At least for a period of time, you need to try things multiple times over. You need to stick to one strategy for a duration of time before you decide, okay, I tried this, you know, for some period of time. Now maybe I should change things over to something else. But usually most things, for you to even perfect the technique of what you're trying to work on, it requires you to commit to that one path for a period of time. My friend Aman, who's like one of the more successful dudes who's gone through working with me, he has this amazing thing that he once told me. He said, everything works. Everything, every strategy basically, when fully committed to, works 100%. So let's say you want to grow a YouTube channel. Okay, that's a goal that a lot of people have. If your strategy for growing your channel was to upload every single day, you're just gonna put out one video every single day, that would work, okay? There's channels that are like daily uploads that find success. You know, a lot of times they're like current events channels or political commentary or even like law of attraction channels. I've seen a lot. They upload every single day and they get some results. There's this channel that I tune into once in a while called Regal Change. He shows up every single day. Another one of my kind of like OG guys that I still tune into is Elijah Long. He pretty much uploads every single day, and he's been doing that for years, and you form a relationship with someone who shows up every single day. But if you show up daily, you probably don't have a lot of time for like creative flourish and to like, I don't know, make a really fancy edit, right? So instead, perhaps, maybe your strategy is to show up once a week. And this time it's a vlog, sort of documentary style.
Oh, this is Ethan.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? We're on the track. Hopefully his parents are okay with this.
Yeah.
Ethan, what are we going to do right now?
We're going to race. One lap. I'm on my electric scooter, 15 miles per hour, and he's running.
Dude, I don't know if I can go 15 an hour, but I'll do my best to keep up with you. Rolando's going to do his best to get the shot on the drone. All right, bro. On your marks. Get set. Go.
If you decided to go with a weekly vlog format, showing what you're working on, okay, that could definitely grow a channel as well.
Check it out, little deer. These deer are always on the track when we're training. Ethan, you completely smoked me, man. Your relationship with technology is stronger than me. Well, it's good to meet you, man. Thanks for being in the video.
Yeah. What if you wanted to upload just once a month and put like 300 hours of effort into one video, show up once a month, make it an extremely curated piece of content, have it be like a piece of investigative journalism, yeah, that would also potentially grow a channel. And you see people like Johnny Harris become very successful on YouTube using that format. Now, the thing that's not gonna work is deciding to go with that third format, the documentary filmmaker investigative journalism format, and then halfway into working on a video in that format, deciding, actually, this is too much work. I don't know, I'm trying to do these street interviews. It's not working out for me. I think I gotta change strategy. Maybe I'll go to the daily video. Or maybe you're in the middle of the daily video and you're like, okay, I'm going every day. Maybe I should make short films on my channel instead. It's like, listen, motherfucker, anything will work. But if you've decided to go with the strategy, whether it's daily videos, weekly videos, or the monthly documentary, commit to the path. Do it for at least 6 months without changing strategy. And one of the things that the devil will constantly do is you might commit to a path for a little bit of time, and then he's just gonna, okay, all the work that you had built up, it gets undone when you just change goals and you change strategies all the time.
Your life will look the exact same in 30 years as it does today. In fact, even worse. So if you don't progress on some level, that fear inside of yourself to go and do that new thing to get to the next level of whatever that may be for you, if you don't act on that at this very moment, then you'll put it off till the next moment. And if you do that, putting it off to the next moment, you make that decision enough times in a row, you're 70 years old in a worse state than you were now, because at least now you still have youth.
One finds that the results of something come from complete commitment. And this partially means committing to a strategy as well. You find a strategy, right? Trust that it'll work. It's not so much the strategy that's important, it's your commitment to the strategy that gets you great, great results.
I'm so glad you asked. What is my life's purpose? It's to invigorate and exhilarate the lives of others through my presence and through storytelling. I haven't thought that through. It just occurred to me right now just to say that. But we're about to take a meeting with Brian, the screenwriter, the co-screenwriter for River Rats. We're almost done with the draft of part two, and now we're taking meetings with potential actresses for the love interest parts. Yeah, that's the plan. Okay, I can't do this anymore. We have to take a cut.
The third idea then is that let's say you commit to a goal and you're one of the select few who also commits to a strategy. Now you are in rarefied territory.
I think for a lot of people, we just question all the time what it is that we want to do. More and more, I've been leaning on fitness as the thing that proves to myself that I'm not stuck, that I'm doing okay.
Dude, you are special. If you have the tenacity to commit to one target definitively and to one strategy definitively, dude, you are standing out now. Like, your focus is unrelenting and special in this world. You start to move differently. It's badass. But at this point, you find that your stock starts to rise. Your inherent value starts to rise because your focus is so good. And even if you don't get external results right away, that inherent stock rising, I don't know how, but the devil becomes aware of that. And this is where you have to start dealing with temptations. Temptations in the form of alcohol, just substance abuse in general. Maybe it seems like you might be above it, but you get opportunities to network more. Suddenly you're at this party, you get an opportunity to just sort of like blow your focus, maybe just in terms of like having a drink, okay? And having one drink here or there is not the end of the world. Even I am working on an Irish buddy film. It's hard to do certain shoots without the odd pint. But this is more so the fact that you get temptations. Even old people start trying to come into your life more. You notice this on like, I don't know, streaks of semen retention all the time, where old flames or I don't know, it just influences people start coming into your purview who were like gone for a period of time. Because some force, some entity just sees you on the straight and narrow. And it's like trying to do anything it can to just throw you off your game.
In fact, with a lot of the things that I pursue, I feel as if external opinion or something is telling me that, hey, this thing that you're pursuing, it's not important. It doesn't matter. You shouldn't work on it. And sometimes I like accept that voice and I give into it, but for the most part, you have to just sort of trust that you're on the right path for yourself, that your intuition is not leading you astray.
I mean, to stay on the straight and narrow path, it's difficult. It ends up building a surcharge of energy inside you. So the world just sees you kind of like cutting through the malaise, the molasses that is the universe. There's this like dullness that the average person is moving with. And when you're sharp like that, you're locked into one goal, you're locked into one strategy, you're bursting through this molasses that is like the universe. You're starting to move with this insane electrical current. And so you just get these sort of temptations. You even get the opportunity to become disloyal. Disloyal to your team, disloyal to your partner. Ask me how I know. I learned all these things the hard way. And it led to my demise in many instances in my life. But if you lock in and then you ignore the temptations, like you get through this phase, the results of that are immense. The results of that are so powerful. And then the last way that the devil will try to break you is by making you afraid when things don't work out initially.
Well, I just worried that, you know, people see me on YouTube every week. It's my job to talk all the time. I'm always yapping. And even I get sick of myself. And I worry that, you know, maybe they won't see me as an actor. You know, they'll never believe me. The thing about Leonardo DiCaprio is we believe him no matter what. Like, you know, we know he likes to hang out with 18-year-olds, right? Like, we know everything about him. We know he's like a man. He's flesh and blood. But you see him in a movie, and more or less, you just believe him. You're willing to go on that ride with him. And I just worry that people don't want to go on that ride with me because they just know that I'm that guy from YouTube, you know, and not even one they particularly like.
This is very similar to the second concept that I mentioned here, but commitment is what kills the devil. And so the devil is going to try to rely on you becoming afraid when results don't come right away. You could be committed to a goal, committed to a single line of strategy, and even avoid temptations. But can you do it for long enough? The shadows of doubt creep in for all who need feedback immediately. If you can work on things without immediate results for exceedingly long periods of time, you will win big. If you need public validation for every little effort, for every day that you're on the right path, if you need validation, if you need reassurance, then you're fucked. It's simple. Have your goal. Have one goal. Decide on a strategy. Decide on one way that you're conducting yourself towards that ambition. Resist temptation. Resist all distractions. You should, you know, acknowledge and notice these distractions coming into your life. Just means you're on the right path. You can just sort of wave at them as you pass by. And then don't worry about initial results. I mean, seriously, go for 1 year with complete commitment on a goal, on a strategy, and whatnot. And if you can stay on that path for long enough, dude, the results of that are going to be nuts. And through that, you will have beaten the devil. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video every other week. If you want to keep up with more behind the scenes content, you can follow me on Instagram at nrajapande, where I show how I'm making my feature film project and how I'm chasing some fitness goals that are important to me, most notably in this season of my life, the sub 5 minute mile. And with that being said, we'll catch you next time. Greatness is coming. Cheers.